Get ready to hand out some candy. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
My name is Sasha.
Sasha? Is that really you? Is it really you?
It's me.
I can't believe it. All I've been doing is listening to repeats. I haven't spoken to you. I know you've been insane, going crazy with your move and everything.
I have no idea what went on. And I have been listening to the repeats too, and almost like in nostalgia of the days that we would record weekly, because I can't believe we had to take these few weeks off unexpectedly, Community News fans. We'll never let it happen again.
Exactly. But, you know, everybody was sitting on the edge of their couches or chairs or car seats or wherever they were, waiting to hear how the tiny home experiment is going with you and your husband and his garbage skiff and your two kids. So how is the 200 square foot house going at this point?
And my dog, don't forget.
I forgot the dog also.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been thinking about this for about 10 days. Been thinking, how am I even going to break this to Paul and the Community News fans and the Community News community around the world and here in Townport? Because it's almost embarrassing. I was so excited to do the tiny house, wasn't I?
We spent 3 episodes talking about your love of tiny houses and how it was going to all work out.
It started with me goofing on tiny houses, and I thought, how can anyone do it? But then I turned around and decided I would become a minimalist in a tiny house. So anyway, the moving out of our house was very stressful for some reason. Didn't have to be, because we were doing everything exactly to the letter of what we were supposed to and beyond. They asked for the house to be cleaned. I hired a cleaning crew and spent about $1,000, $850, to have my house cleaned like it has never been cleaned before, okay? And really all you have to do is broom clean. But these people asked for, they wanted a professional cleaner. So, you know, I told you, I go over and above. I'm not a half-asser. I had it cleaned so that you could eat off the attic floor or the basement floor. Still, even though we did everything exactly what we were supposed to do, I would say that somebody in their camp, I don't know if it was their realtor, their realtor's mother, mother-in-law, because they had like generations of realtors working together. I don't know if it was their father, who was actually the person buying the house for this couple. I don't know who in the equation, but someone in their equation was making it very difficult. So it was all chaos. And then we were like, hallelujah, we're so happy to drive away from it and say, leave all that behind, move on to our tiny house community. And I thought, this is going to be it. You know, we put the things that we did keep from our old house in 2 pods, and we haven't opened those yet. Our plan was we'll open those in March or April. We'll just go to the tiny house with the clothing and the few things. Well, I feel like I've been talking too much, so I'm just going to stop by saying it didn't go well, and we're already out of the tiny house.
You're kidding me. After all that, I was waiting with bated breath to hear how the four of you, the five of you, interacted in 200 square feet, and you've already moved out?
I wanted to be able to tell you that in our new 160 square foot tiny home that we were thriving, and that all the minimalizing was great, and that everything, that we felt free and all that by not having all the stuff, but it actually went horribly awry.
So let me ask you a question. How many minutes after you moved in did you realize it was a colossal mistake? Because I know it wasn't days or hours.
It wasn't minutes. I mean, at first I felt a little claustrophobic, I'm not going to lie, in there, because the whole house there is smaller than my master bathroom at my old house. The whole house there is smaller than my master bedroom. So at first I felt a little choking sensation, a little claustrophobic. But like I told you, I thought, we live right near the beach, I can just walk to the beach. So I did that. The first night I walked to the beach and I felt like, this is my backyard. This whole beach is my backyard. Went back to the tiny house and had many problems the first night. I mean, you know, in our big house, we don't say his name on here, but my husband and I, we had our own separate wings, basically. We had our own bedrooms, our own bathrooms, and our own separate areas. So we were able to spread out, / not see each other if we didn't want to, for 18 to 36 hours in the same house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say years, but yeah, go ahead.
know. You know, we could go like a good 36 to 48 hours, both in the same house, and not just theoretically, realistically, never see each other. Like, we could just stay in separate wings. You've been in my house.
Right.
Separate wings, separate bedrooms.
Now, who was that more for the benefit? Is that more of a benefit for you or more of a benefit for him?
Very good question, Paul. I'm going to say it was a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Right.
Mutually beneficial. Uh-huh. I mean, there was even a time where I was so annoyed at him several years ago that I snuck out like I was a teenager in high school. I went out after he was asleep in his room down the hall, went out, stayed over a friend's, snuck back in the morning, and he didn't even know that I hadn't been there.
Amazing. Amazing. The things we learn about Sasha while doing, this is why we cannot take 3-week breaks, because we're losing out on all this information that we will never gain.
We're losing out on all these confessions. Although as I listen to the old shows, I realize you still never got the Club Med story when I met Judge Judy. You never got the story of what, you know, happened there that was salacious, but for another time.
There's plenty of time for that one.
Plenty of time. Now we're community news for life.
All right. So you're out of the tiny house because you went insane.
So we were going insane, and it wasn't just me. We all were. I mean, he can't be that close in proximity to me because everything I do drives him nuts. I can't be that in close proximity to him because everything he does drives me nuts. Then it's not fair to the kids because all they're hearing is bickering. And like, it was just not a good idea. We were too much in each other's space.
So did you last longer than this podcast episode or not quite?
In the thing? Probably not quite. Almost. It's a tie.
So where are you now? I don't even know where you live at this point. I was going over to the tiny house to come see you.
I'm embarrassed to tell you.
Don't tell me you're back in the old house. Please don't say that.
No, because those people bought it. So now it's their house. Although I must say, when I was in the tiny house the first night and then the next 2-3 nights when I was like, oh, we made the biggest mistake of our lives, I was pining for my old house, and I was almost thinking of sneaking into the treehouse in the kids' playset and seeing if I could, you know, go up there, which that little treehouse is about as big as the new tiny house. Right. So now the tiny house is up for sale. We're trying to sell it. We don't have any buyers yet, but you know, there's all those New Yorkers are still fleeing New York and looking for places, but they're looking for places with more space, not less.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they're going to be a good candidate. I need a Unabomber to come along who wants it. So in the meantime, we're back at the Townport Inn. All that just to be staying at the Townport Inn.
Why do I have a feeling that you're going to last longer at the Townport Inn than you did at the tiny house?
We already have.
Do you have four rooms at the Townport Inn?
Okay, we did get 2 rooms. I have 1 kid with me, and he has 1 kid with him.
Right.
We're in 2 rooms at the Townport Inn, and we've been there for about 9 days. And you know, it feels luxurious after being in the tiny house.
It's the greatest story ever. No one else but you would buy a tiny house, move in, and realize 10 minutes later it was the biggest mistake of your life.
I was like, did I buy that while having a manic episode? Was I just completely checked out from reality that I didn't? I mean, I know myself enough to know that tiny house is not for me. So anyway, here we are. We're at the Townport Inn. One thing I'm excited about at the Townport Inn is that I don't at least have to be like you and everybody in my old neighborhood and everybody all over and in my tiny house neighborhood debating what to do about Halloween this year.
I was just going to mention it. It's crazy in town. Every street seems to have their own restrictions and rules and what they're doing. You know, our neighbors came over who have little kids and formed a coalition and said, we're just going to go to the 6 houses on our street and trick-or-treat there. So now I have to go out and buy candy for these little brats who are going to come.
6 of them, so maybe you can just buy like a really small, you know, bag of candy.
There's no such thing as a small bag of candy at Halloween.
My husband likes those giant Costco bags and would buy 4 and so that we could be stuck eating 3.5 for months. at least this time I can say to him, do not buy. Like, if you want to buy yourself candy, buy it, but do not buy those bags.
The only thing I didn't believe in that statement that you just said was that it took you months to eat 3.5 bags of that candy.
It did. It was a lot of candy. I mean, all of us, it was a lot of candy. But at least we don't have to participate in that. Like, I did get a little notice under my door here at the Townport Inn that other people that are staying here long term who have kids want to trick or treat room to room. And I'm just like, you know, this whole thing, it feels so low rent already that we were a tiny house and now we're in the inn. I just can't go so low rent as to be like, yes, I'm a full-time resident of the Townport Inn giving out Halloween candy. So I checked off no, that our two rooms will not be giving out candy.
That is horrible. That's really not nice. I was going to ask, of course, I think you need to get costumed up also. I'm just curious to what kind of costume you'd be wearing at the we wear like a little French maid outfit at the Townport Inn.
I was trying to think of what's my mood this year. My mood is like Morticia Adams. I think I would, I should get a Morticia Adams costume, all black.
Perfect.
So that's how this year feels, the doom and gloom of 2020, you know?
So what room numbers are you in so people know exactly what room to go trick-or-treating?
I don't tell, because what about our haters? What if our haters come and protest outside my door at the Townport Inn?
Even better. So trick-or-treaters, the Townport Inn, there are two rooms there, one of which contains our very own Sasha. So just keep Sasha, knocking and looking.
Children and husband. And the dog isn't even with us. I'm separated from my love. My dog is at my dog watcher's house because I can't have the dog at the Townport Inn.
Ugh. All right. You're not going to last there long, I have a feeling.
I've got to figure out where we're going to live, though, Paul. Now there's nowhere to buy. I sold my house, and everything, as you know, in town is being scooped up within a day to 10 days. So there's nothing I can buy.
Well,
so
I don't know how to
freaking motel.
I don't know how to say this. It's either fortunate or unfortunate. I think it's fortunate. Unfortunately, our house is full. Otherwise, I'd invite you to come stay here.
I didn't even think to ask because I knew your kids are home. Well, I thought you would ask me why I'm not at the Hi-Ho and why I'm at the Townport Inn. Townport Inn is closer to our old house and to the tiny house community.
Right.
But I think what we're going to have to do is, after a month at the Townport Inn, if we're still in a hotel motel Holiday Inn, we might have to head over to the Hi-Ho because it's a little less expensive than the Townport Inn.
Oh, I thought it was because you aren't turning tricks anymore. That's why you're not at the Hi-Ho at this point.
15-minute. No. Well, who knows? Maybe that's also why I should go there, because I can break, have a cheaper hotel bill, and I can make some money.
Even better. A new business idea.
Wow, a new business idea. This community news has gotten really risque, I must say. And you must be feeling frisky.
It's been 3 weeks, of course. We can't let this go on anymore. 3 weeks.
Right. Well, there's been like major sex scandals like going on in the news. That's why we're frisky.
Right, exactly. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to set out my Halloween candy since it's 4 days from now and I don't want to have to deal with anybody then.
It's only 4 days? Are we really? It's already the 27th today?
Yes. The 27th. It's the 27th.
Oh, okay. Can you believe it? It was like the 22nd, but you're right. You know what? You've got me thinking that maybe I shouldn't deny the little low renters that are staying at the Townport Inn. Maybe I should get a bag of candy. But I don't want to be standing there. I don't want to breathe the same air as these ghouls and goblins, you know, and no one's going to stay 6 feet apart.
Ghouls and goblins.
No one's going to stay 6 feet apart. Maybe I can get it. Since this all started, I've been thinking about getting one of those retractable tape measures. I swear to God, since the beginning of the pandemic. And then anywhere I'd go, I could like, you know, you flip it out and it'd be like 6 feet.
Perfect.
So maybe I should finally invest in one of those and I could give out candy, but I'll be like.
They could be community news logoed tape measures. Even better.
Oh, speaking of that, guys out there, you know, support small business. We're all hurting these days. I've been supporting people's small businesses. You know how you could support ours? Buy a mug. They're $15. You can have your coffee in the morning and look at community news with Paul and Sasha. It'll make you laugh.
You can think about Sasha living in the hotel as you're drinking your coffee. How wonderful that be.
You can think how much better off your life is than mine. Right. And you can be drinking the coffee. And as you look at the logo, I feel like it'll bring you some morning laughs.
And as you're drinking your coffee in your beautiful house, you can think about how insane it would be to sell it to move into 160 square foot with your husband, two kids, and dog.
Move out less than a week later into the local Townport Inn. That's happening with me. And on that note,
it's a perfect day. Sasha, it's always wonderful to see you.
Great to see you, Paul. I've missed you.
I will talk to you again next week for sure.
I will see you next Tuesday, Paul.
Sounds wonderful.
We love your community.
Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.